Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Fornum, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Apprenticed workers stand up for labor rights. On this day, February 9th in the year 1839, the Barbadian carried a report about the conduct of laborers at various estates in Barbados. Particular mention was made of Walker's Plantation, St. Andrew, where, quote, "The laborers have been lately so disorderly that last Monday morning, the master, Mr. Barclay, had the mill points taken down and 26 of the most refractory idlers expelled," end quote. These quote-unquote idlers, as referred to, were laborers who refused to perform their tasks on the estate because they wanted improved conditions and fair wages. The background to this action by the estate workers was that the apprenticeship system had been terminated. However, the authorities in Barbados sought to maintain their control over the workers by enacting the Masters and Servants Act. Under the provisions of this legislation, estate workers were bound to work on the estates they were apprenticed on, regardless of the conditions of work. This action by the Barbadian authorities was clearly an affront to the workers, who were demanding that they be treated as truly free citizens. According to the report, Mr. Barclay at Walker's Plantation had expelled the idle workers, but the expulsion included the eviction of the workers and removal of their belongings from the houses they occupied, which were owned by the estate. This action was an essential feature of the Masters and Servants Act and meant that many workers who had a falling out with the plantation owner and were evicted were rendered homeless. Workers who owned houses located on rented estate land could also have their homes dismantled and placed along the public road, further humiliating protesting workers and their families. Additionally, the Masters and Servants Act made provisions for the imposition of fines for offenses under the Act or seizure of wages earned from employment on other plantations where the worker did not reside. From the report, it appears that there was much inconsistency in how the formerly apprenticed workers were being paid their due wages. Some of the workers were paid money, while others were paid money and provisions as part of their remuneration. The report seems to suggest that most workers were happy with the various arrangements. However, the report failed to make the point that workers had little to no choice in the matter if they wanted to feed and house their families. The protests by workers who wanted to be free agents with total control over their labor and the way in which it was offered was met with much anger from those who had opposed the ending of the apprenticeship system. To this end, the workers were labeled as idlers and lacking in gratitude toward their former masters, who had presumably been good to them. These acts of self-determination by the workers were the challenge to the sector of the Barbadian society, who longed for the times past when every aspect of the lives of the workers was controlled by the slave master. Barbadian workers would endure the Masters and Servants Act until the early 20th century, but these early protests demonstrated that the formerly apprenticed workers understood their value as free citizens.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.